So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the Braisa's halacha of Neman bal Mekach Leimer Lezeh Mecharti Ulezeh Ein Mecharti. If two people had an argument as to which one had purchased one item from the seller, and as the Gemara explains, the Nokat mitarvayu, Va'amar Chad midai toy v'chad bal karchi. He received payment from both people, and he testifies that he accepted one person's payment willingly and the other's payment against his will. It depends. If the Meicher still has the item in his possession, we accept his testimony that he sold it to one person and not the other. Because as Rashi explains, Rami alei lemedik shloi lachzer dekomle b'mishapara. The Meicher is particular and makes sure to remember, since it is incumbent upon him to deliver the item to the true lekech. Otherwise, he would be retracting from the sale and become cursed with a mishapara. However, if the Meicher no longer has the item in his possession, he already delivered it, we do not accept his testimony, because Lo Rami Alei Su Lo Daik Liskar. The Meicher is no longer particular to remember who it was, since he no longer needs to identify the true Lekech. Similarly, Neman Dayan Leimer, Lezeh Zechisi Lezeh Chiyavti, Keshabali Dinim Imdim Lefanav. If two people presented their case before a Dayan, a judge, and he ruled in favor of one of them, if they were both still standing before him, we accept the Dayan's testimony that he ruled in favor of this one, because Rami Le Limitkar. Aval Ein Balidin Amdim Lefonav Einoi Neman. If they were not standing before the Dayan anymore, we do not accept his testimony, because Le Rami Le Limitkar. The Gemara continues with other types of Nemanis. Amar Rav Nachman, Shleish Nemanin Al HaBachar. If twin boys were born, and we don't know which one is the Bachar, the firstborn, either one of these three people's testimony would be accepted for the identity of the Bechar. Chaya, Aviv, Ve'imai, the midwife, his mother, and his father. Chaya, La'alter, the midwife's testimony is accepted only as long as she did not yet leave the child. Imai, Kol Shiva, the mother's testimony is only accepted during the first 7 days while the child is with her, because as Rashi explains, Shadain ain't Aviv Makarboy, the father does not recognize him yet. Aviv le'olam, the father's testimony is accepted from the 8th day and on when he accepts the child for the bris milah, because as Rashi explains, mutu le'lov la'akira. The father is then obligated to identify which one is the bechor, as the Gemara cites the source in the pasuk, ki es bechor ben asnua yakir, yakirenu la'acherim. He shall make him known to others. Kan omer b'Yehuda, neman odim le'mer zeh b'ni bechor. A person is believed to identify one of his sons as the firstborn. The previous Mishnah concludes with Abishal Hayikaru Lishtuki Beduki. Abishal would refer to a Shtuki as a Beduki, as the Gemara explains, Shabaitkines Imay Va'imeris Lakash Nevalti Nemenis. If his mother confirmed that the Bia was from a Kasher person, her testimony is accepted and the child is considered a Kasher. As the Gemara explains, Abishal concurs with Rabbi Gamliel in Mesechtes Ksubis in the Mishnah's case of Hoysam Uberes Va'amrlot Mati Vishal Uberzeh. If an unmarried woman was found to be pregnant, and they inquired about the status of the father, and she responded, Ish ploy nebukainhu, he is a person who is mutter. She is believed. However, our Mishnah also needed to mention this halacha, because chadal hachshar ba, v'chadal hachshar bebita. Rav Gamliel holds nemenis only regarding herself, because she has a cheskes kashas, while Abishol holds nemenis even regarding her child who has no cheskes kashas. And even according to the opinion of l'divrei machshar ba, machshar bebita, that Rav Gamliel holds nemenis even regarding her child, the ima hasam havamina hasam derib ksherin etzla, aval heichad derib psul netzla emaloi tzricha. Rav Gamliel holds nemenis only regarding a penuya, in which the majority of men are permitted to her, while Abishol adds that she is nemenis even if she was an arusa when the majority of men are forbidden to her. Amar Rava halacha kabishol. Zok the Mishnah, kol asurin love bekal mutarim love zebezeh. All groups who are forbidden to marry into Kal Hashem are permitted to marry each other. Rabbi Yehuda Oise. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says they are forbidden. The Gemara at first suggests three possible explanations of this machlekes, but then rejects them. Rabbi Yehuda says that Kol Asurin Lovi Bekal refers to Kol Asurin Lovi Bekal Kohuna, Maininu Geiris. The Mishnah refers to a Geiris who is forbidden to marry a Kohen, and the machlekes is as to whether a Geiris may marry a Mamzer or other Psulim, as mentioned in Bryce in the previous daf. The Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Yosi Mutarn LaBezebezeh. A Geiris may marry a Mamzer, and vice versa, because Kal Gerim lo yikru Kal. Gerim are not considered Kal Hashem, and therefore are not included in the prohibitions of Psulim. Rabbi Yehuda Oiser, as he does in the Braisa, because Kal Gerim ikru Kal. Gerim are considered Kal Hashem, and are therefore included in the prohibition to marry a Psul. Rav Nosson Bar Hoshia says that Kol Asur Lavi Bakal refers to Kol Shakoyin Asur Lisa as Bitoi, Umayniu, Gerish Nasa Giyaris, Ukur Rebel Yezer Ben Yaakov. The Mishnah refers to a Ger and Giyaris whose daughter is forbidden to a Kohen, as Rebel Yezer Ben Yaakov holds that a Kohen may marry a Bas Gerim only if her mother was a Bas Yisrael. And the Machlekes is as before. The Tanakhama holds Mutar and Lavi Zebezeh, a Ger may marry a Mamzer, because Kal Gerim lo Ikri Kal. Well, Rabbi Yehuda Isa, because Kal Gerim Ikrikal. Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Bar Avua says the Mishnah does not refer to a ger, but rather to mamzer me'achoisei u'mamzer me'eshes ish. There are two sorts of mamzer: one born through the transgression of achoisei, which is only punishable with karis, and the born through the transgression of eshes ish, which is punishable with mises bezdin. And they disagree as to which transgressions produce a mamzer. The Tanakhama holds Kol Asurin Lavi Bekal Afal Mamzer Ma'achoisei Nami Have a Mamzer. Even Chiva Krisis produce a Mamzer. Therefore, Kula Matram Zebezeh. The Mamzer and the other Psulim are permitted to marry each other. While Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, because Me'eshes Ish have a Mamzer, Ma'achoisei Lo have a Mamzer. Only Chiva Mises Bezdin produce a Mamzer. Chiva Krisis do not produce a Mamzer. For example, a Mamzer Ma'achoisei is not a Mamzer. Therefore, a product of a union of Chiva Krisis and one of the other Psulim are forbidden to marry each other. The Gemara, however, rejects all these explanations and concludes that there is actually no Machlokes, and the Mishnah, Kol Asurin Lavi Bekal, refers to Ger Amoini Umeavi, an Amoini Meavi man who is Megayer, who may not marry into Kal Hashem. And the Mishnah is understood as follows: Ger Amoini Meavi Mutarin Lavi Zebezeh. A Ger Amoini is permitted to marry a Mamzeris or other Psulim. And even though Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, Ger b'mamzeres, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Ger is forbidden to marry a mamzeres, Ger d'ro lovi b'kal aser. The Isra applies only to a Ger from other nations, who, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is considered Kal Hashem, since he may marry a Bas Yisrael. Av Ger amoini ma'avi, de'ein ru'in lovi b'kal, loy. However, the Isra does not apply to a Ger from Amon Amayev, who is not considered Kal Hashem, since he may not marry a Bas Yisrael.